Foundation.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. Welcome to this neighborhood. Look what I found as I was coming to be with you. It was right on my porch, a clipboard with a note that says, read this note. And an arrow points down, but I don't see any note here. I have a feeling it was written with invisible ink. And you know how we decipher that with something like this. So let's just see what that note says. See any of those letters coming out? It says, I have a speedy delivery for you. I'll be there soon, Mr. McFeely. I wonder what that speedy delivery would be. I'll be there soon. That may be Mr. McFeely now. Let's see. It is.
Speedy delivery.
Really, I really like that note you gave. Oh, that was clever.
I thought you'd enjoy that secret note.
Are you going away?
Oh, no. You said you wanted to show how people make suitcases.
Oh, yes, but I thought we could do that with a film or a videotape from the library or something.
Kindly open the suitcase.
How do you do that?
Just turn those up. There you go. And inside, you'll find prominently displayed.
What is it?
A videotape.
How people make suitcases.
That's
is
right.
Is that clever? Would you like to watch it with me?
Oh, I wish I could, but all of a sudden, this has turned into a busy day. Now, inside the videotape box, you'll find some instructions, and it tells you all about how people make suitcases.
All right, fine.
And I bet you'll be singing a song, and you'll be feeding the fish, and maybe having some make-believe, right?
Oh, yes, I always have plenty to do right here.
So you'll have a busy day, too.
I will. You want to take the suitcase?
Oh, no, I'll stop back for the suitcase, and I'll stop back for the videotape.
All right, fine. Thank you, Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery.
Speedy delivery.
Oh, I have a speedy delivery song. I have time for that today.
Oh, good.
Join in, already?
All right.
It goes like this. That's what you'll get. That's what you'll get. A speedy, speedy delivery. A speedy, 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 speedy delivery. Bye-bye.
Make some more, aren't you?
That's right. Good day to you.
Thanks, Mr. McFeely.
You're welcome.
That's what you'll get. That's what you'll get. Well, let's just look at how people make suitcases. That should be fun to see. Then I'll read this as we watch it together. How people make suitcases. It says that they make suitcases from large sheets of plastic. When they make blue suitcases, they start with blue plastic. They use very large machines that will shape the plastic. Up it goes. And around it goes. It says that the plastic must be heated until it is very, very soft. Look how it sags down. Then the plastic is taken to a mold and pressed inside. This gives it its shape. Goes. Together they make two tops and two bottoms of a suitcase. Oh, I see. Two bottoms and two tops on one mold. Then they separate them and trim off the leftover plastic. Tops and bottoms are inspected to be sure they are made just right. Then they use a machine to smooth the edges before they send these pieces to the assembly department. The assembly department is where all the pieces of the suitcase are put together. The metal strip protects the edge of the suitcase. And this man surely works quickly and carefully, doesn't he? When it's time to put the handle and other metal parts on the suitcase, they use screws to fasten these parts together. Look at that fancy screwdriver she's using. She really knows her work. Let's see what happens next. It says hinges hold suitcases together. And a machine helps to attach the hinges to the two large parts of the suitcase. When they work on the inside of the suitcase, they spray on special glue, then press on pieces of soft cloth. This cloth protects your clothes and helps keep them clean. That's a long strip of cloth there. Around it goes. Looks like this person is gluing too. Look how fast she works. I wonder if that piece is, yes, it's for the inside. Says they put on long strips of rubber around the outside to protect the suitcase from scratches. Isn't that fun to see? How they do that just right. Looks like these suitcases are almost finished. it says all suitcases are inspected by people who know just how they should look. Even little pockets are added in case you want to put a comb or a brush or shoes or socks inside. Once the workers add a final polish, a final look, a final cleaning, the suitcase is finished and ready to go to the store where people can buy it. Isn't that interesting how people make suitcases? I'll just put this back in here. What a thoughtful thing. Mr. McFeely brought this very same kind of suitcase that was on the film. Just put that back in there so when he comes for it. He is such a help to so many people. And his speedy delivery service is one way he has of showing people that he loves them. There are many ways of doing that. I guess you know that. You want to sing with me? There are many ways to say I love you. There are many ways to say I care about you. Many ways, many ways, many ways to say I love you. There's the delivery way to say I love you. There's the delivery, something someone really wants to have. The delivery way, to say I love you. Cleaning up a room can say I love you. Hanging up a coat before you're asked to do it. Drawing special pictures for the holidays and making plays. You'll find many ways to say I love you. You'll find many ways to understand what love is. Many ways, many ways, many ways to say I love you. You will find many ways, more and more as you grow. One way I have of saying I love you is making television visits for you, trying to think of things you might like to see and hear and talk about. And part of what we try to do each time is have some make-believe, make up a story in the neighborhood of make-believe. So let's just do that now. Trolley. We've been thinking about secrets lately. And last time, King Friday showed what his secret was to everybody. It was his old friend, Queen Ida, coming for a visit. Lady Elaine really liked her because she plays the accordion, too. But when Lady Elaine told her secret, some people were very surprised, because she said she and neighbor Aber of Westwood were going to have a wedding. Well, Mr. Aber didn't know anything about it, so he was the most surprised of all. Let's just make believe that everyone is still together at the castle, just as they were last time, and as the trolley comes by, Mr. Aber is talking with Lady Elaine about what she has just announced. Neighborhood of make believe.
Ladies and gentlemen, attention please. It seems there has been a misunderstanding.
More like a Mr. Understanding, I'd say.
I'm very sorry if you got the wrong idea, Lady Elaine.
Well, you did give me this ring.
I give rings to lots of people, but it doesn't mean I'm having a wedding with them.
I don't know what I'm gonna do.
I could take you for a fly up in the sky, Lady Elaine.
Thanks, X. I think I need to keep my feet on the ground for right now.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Lady Aberlin.
Looks like a wedding rehearsal.
Well...
Or something. Or is it still supposed to be a secret?
I just found out about it.
You mean you didn't know that you're supposed to be the groom?
No, I didn't know. Lady Elaine made the whole thing up.
Oh, Lady Elaine.
I thought I heard him ask me.
I'm just glad we all talked about it before it went any further.
Sometimes I think I hear just what I want to hear.
What a wise thing you just said, Lady Elaine.
Want me to say it again?
So more people can hear it.
What I said was, sometimes I think I hear just what I want to hear.
I think you're a very special person, Lady Elaine.
But you don't have to have a wedding with me when you say that.
That's right. But I do have some very good, real news I can tell you.
Oh, what is that?
Yes,
Mayor Maggie has invited all of you to Westwood for the official opening of the new Westwood Sandbox.
Oh.
Plus, one more secret that she's going to announce today.
Don't tell me that she's going to marry you.
No, that's not the secret, Lady Elaine. In fact, it has something nice to do with you.
Well, let's go then.
Queen Ida and I will not be able to accompany you. Aww. Queen Ida is on to visit her next castle. Do you have Queen Ida's suitcase, Miss Polificate?
I do, King Friday.
Thank you. Yes. Very good. I will take you in the purple jet, Ida.
Uncle Friday?
Yes?
Before Queen Ida goes, couldn't she play just one more song?
Do you have another song inside of you today, Ida?
Plenty of songs in here, Friday.
Excellent.
Tiri len moje odraje ostines na amure ay 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 tiri mon s'il vous plaît fais pas ça fais pas ça fais pas ça à moi fais pas ça fais pas ça fais pas ça oh non fais pas ça fais pas ça fais pas ça tiri
Excellent. Yes. Excellent.
Oh, I wish I could play like you, Ida. I've been practicing, but I tell you, you're the best.
Let me hear you play, Lady Elaine.
Okay. There you go.
All right.
Well, that's very good. How about coming along and we'll play some duets?
You mean it?
Of course I mean it.
You really said it. I didn't just think you said it.
I really said it. Let's play music together.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes, Mayor Maggie, I presume.
Correct as usual, King Friday.
Do you have an announcement?
Yes, I thought I'd announce it here, if you don't mind.
We would be disposed to that, yes.
Very good.
I, Maggie, Mayor of Westwood, do hereby announce that you all may visit our sandbox at any time you desire.
Oh,
excellent. Yeah.
Wonderful.
And we propose to construct a museum for secrets near the sandbox, hoping that the curator of your museum go-round in this neighborhood will help us with the running and the planning of it.
Did I hear what you said?
Will you help us plan and run our secrets museum, Lady Elaine?
Of course I will, as soon as I get back from Queen Ida's and my accordion tour.
This is quite a day for you, isn't it, Lady Elaine?
At first I thought it was the worst, and now I think maybe it's the best yet.
Anybody else want to come to Westwood?
I would. Here's your suitcase, Queen Ida.
Okay.
Thank you for all your help.
Oh, you're so welcome.
I'm ready to see the new sandbox.
Everything's okay, Trolley. Just look and listen. That's what helps.
Yes, thank you. Come along, Ida.
Congratulations, Lady Elaine.
Once they were able to talk about things, they were able to work them out. Lady Elaine isn't having a wedding, but she's going to be able to play duets with Queen Ida and help start a new secrets museum in Westwood. Those are things that people really told her. She didn't make them up. Feed the fish. Here's some food for you, fish. Do you hear a beeping sound? It sounds like an alarm clock. Is that sound coming from inside this suitcase? Maybe somebody left a clock in here. Wouldn't be in there. with a note on it that says, "When you hear this alarm, take off your sweater, put on your jacket, sing the good feeling song, and go out the door." Signed, Mr. McFeely. Reminds me of that treasure hunt that Mr. McFeely made for me. He's always making good surprises, so I'm going to do what he says. It'll probably give me a very good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, "I think I'll make a snappy new day." It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that we're friends. Mr. McFeely probably just wants me to take this outside so he can then take it back to where it belongs. Come along, let's see.
Surprise!
What is this? Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Mr. McFeely kept this such a secret, I would have never known you were going to be here.
Well, the alarm clock was my idea.
And it was my idea to hide it in the suitcase.
Yeah, that's true.
But incidentally, where is Mr. McFeely?
Oh, he had to make a very important delivery at the school. He said he'd try to make it here, but not to wait for him.
Oh, I wish he could come. Mm-hmm. Chef Brockett, that's the most beautiful cake you've ever made.
Where do you taste it?
When can we eat it?
After we sing the song.
And you've made a wish, and we give you our present.
Oh, fine, all right. Let me come here and listen.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, dear friend, we sing to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Oh, that is so
now
special.
Now you make a wish and blow out the candle.
Okay. Does a wish have to be a secret?
Only if you want it to be.
Well, my wish is no secret. I wish that you all know how special you are to me and how much happiness you brought me in my life.
Here's your present.
Present? Well, that's a small present. The best things come in small packages. A television set for my television house. Oh, that is... Can you turn it on?
Yeah, hold it up to your eye.
Oh, it says happy birthday. Oh, what a nice way to say that.
No, press the little button on the bottom and look into it again.
Like this?
Yeah, like that.
Bob Trow. What good of you, Bob.
Thanks.
Do I do it again?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Audrey. Audrey cleans everything. Chef Brockett, the best chef in the neighborhood. Joe Negri. Oh, that's good of you, Joe. Maggie. Beautiful picture of you, Maggie.
Thank you.
And Betty, our good friend. Fine of you, too. Chuck Aber. Handsome man. Oh, there's another handsome man, Mr. McFeely. Yeah, I sure wish he were here.
Now, does anybody want some cake?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Should I
No, we don't cut this one. It's another surprise. Watch.
Cupcakes under there.
Birthday cupcake cakes.
Hey, they're great. Now, there's one for each of us here.
Mm-hmm. And Mr. McFeely.
Oh, the other one's for him, yep. Of course. I'd like very much to give it to him.
Birthday cupcake cake.
We could surprise him.
We'll take his secret right to him.
Oh, I feel Why sure not? He'll feel good about that.
Feel good about that. It's such a good
feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy today. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know
that I'll be back when the week is new. And I'll have more ideas for you. I'll be right there, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will, too. You always make each day and each week a special one for me. You know how? By just your being yourself. Whenever it's your birthday, I'll be pleased, the way they made me so pleased here today. I like you just the way you are. I'll be back next time. Bye.
The people who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation. Chicken, chicken.